Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Andy Goss being back on the show. Andy is a longtime great member of our Brain Trust. He is one of the top monetary experts in our country. He's also a gold expert, especially gold coins. He's the publisher of the newsletter, The World of Money. And more than 20 years he's been doing that. His first book, The Secret World of Money, and also he has another one called Uncle Sam Cooks the Books. And we're always glad to have Andy back on the show. Andy Goss, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, okay, if you remember, Andy, in 2015, my predictions were that the Fed would not raise the rates all year, except,
right.
But possibly at the end.
You
and I did that. All my economist friends, you know, blew me out for that.
Yeah.
And I were wrong. They were right. They were wrong. And in 2016,
right.
I couldn't see anything in the economy, especially with what was coming out of Washington, that would cause the economy to do enough to cause the Federal Reserve to raise rates again. So I made this same prediction. How did you do?
Same with you. Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't find
a reason for them to raise rates.
However, they did raise rates. However, I think coming into the new year, this is going to be a different year. What do you think?
Oh, agree with you there. Yeah, they're going to be running around like firemen, putting out fires in various locations, and eventually it will lead to weakness in the dollar, which will cause them to be forced to raise interest rates.
Right.
Especially with the marketplace telling them, we're not loaning money at 1.5% or 2%. Forget it, you know. You want to borrow money, you're going to pay real.
So here's a couple of things that I see coming. You watch things quite a bit from the top, and I'm down here operating the worm cam of the economy, Andy. And what I see is I see an economy that's going to pick up. I see an economy that's going to go from recovery to expansion. I don't think it's going to be much more than 3%, but I think it's going to be over 3%. That, by definition, is going to cause small business owners to have new demands for capital, which is probably going to wind up being loans, more loans than anything. And I see more of that coming from Main Street. What's that going to do to the Fed and to their monetary policy?
Well, for the last 8 years, they've controlled inflation on the demand side.
Right.
So being right, because you already created it on the supply side when you created all those trillions of dollars
right.
for the bailout.
Right.
So in order to create it on the demand side, it started out increasingly difficult to get any kind of a loan. And even though interest rates were low, small business couldn't get a dollar to get out of its own way.
And then when they could, they didn't want it.
Right. I was just going to say that. That was exactly the case because demand had fallen off so much. But by having porous borders, of course, allowing people to come in and be exploited on the low end of the wage market, that kept wages damped down. And then heavy regulation in farming, fishing, mining, and manufacturing all contributed to really control inflation on the demand side, even though you had increased the money supply by nearly $4 trillion domestically, $12 trillion worldwide. We didn't feel any of it in higher prices because everyone was slashing to the bones to try to move product. That cycle, I believe, now comes a businessman who looks at the situation and says, hey, guys, I can see the problem why the economy stalled. He didn't understand why the Federal Reserve stalled it.
And that's going to disrupt their... Now, see, they've been able to, and I'm looking at this in a simplistic way, the Fed has been able to sort of keep its own little plan going, because not a lot of disruptions over the last 8 years, but now they're going to have a disruption. What's that going to do to their game plan?
Well, it's going to throw it into a disarray in every quarter, because obviously with money coming out of the woodwork now, if Donald Trump President-elect Trump, oh, I just love saying that, if he decides to do what is good for business, slash regulation, seal up the borders, you'll see wages rise, prices rise.
Lower taxes and reform the code.
That 15% tax rate, we have no idea, really. Everyone sees it as a cut in taxes for the very rich, but it's not. And then the Buy American program, I don't know if you remember, Jim, when I joked, when the president said he was not sending any American boots on the ground in Syria, I said, yeah, because the army wears Chinese boots.
Right.
We don't even buy our own products.
Right.
So if Mr. Trump changes this with tariffs, with a 50% corporate tax rate, companies will be tripping over themselves to relocate back to the United States, set up manufacturing and
headquarters. I'm worried about the tariff thing, and Andy and I are going to talk about that after these messages. But folks, look for disruptions at the Fed, I think they're going to wind up raising rates, and we'll see what Andy says after these messages. Tweetail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.